The Stars are 2-0 this preseason. They are outscoring their opponents through two games by a wide margin. Me and my buddy Weldon, we discuss that and a whole lot more. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Goodness, was that quick.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Man, oh man. So I was just introing the show and I said that we're 2-0 in the preseason. We've seen a lot of big guys, a lot of starters, and we've been blowing people out already. How are we feeling?
I like it. I like the way the Lions looked last night. It was very well balanced. They got a bit of a slow start. That first period looked a little sloppy. But other than that, they looked, once they woke up, they looked really good.
So all they need to do then, at least with the roster they put out last night, is not slow restart. Wow. Not start very slow. Words.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if they can get off to a good start, I mean, they recovered well. Wedgwood had a really, really good game. I mean, he had a lot of traffic in front of him, and the defensive guys, they worked it out and they slowed that traffic down and finally pretty much eliminated it, where the shots were coming, you know, 15, 20 feet out, and he was seeing everything. So,
oh, nice.
So Wedge looked really, really sharp last night. I was very impressed with him. So
did he start the game and then end it like the midway point of the second period? How'd that work out?
He start to finish the whole game.
He played the whole game?
Whole game.
Oh, I thought the other guy from the first game came in. Oops.
If they switch goalies, I didn't notice, but I'm pretty sure it was Wedge the whole way.
Wow. If so, man, he put on a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it looked good last night. So,
you know how many starters were on the ice for us, or?
Most of our top end guys, Dadonov, Sagan, Marchment, Robertson, Lundqvist, Pavelski, Ben, Duchesne, Foxa, Lindell, Hockenpah, Hanley, Miro.
Oh my God!
Those were the starters. Are those were the regulars? So. Okay, yeah, Wedgwood played the entire game.
So they came to play last night is what you're telling me.
Yeah. So Bork looked really good. He's tough on the tough on the puck. Petrovic, he's got some nastiness to him. He was getting in there beating and banging with a few guys, and then Stankoven, he looked like he's been playing with Duchesne and Marchment, you know, for years. They were slipping some little backdoor passes. Stankoven was doing passes back between his feet. I mean, he's creative.
Interesting. So I wonder if Stankoven and Wyatt Johnston would be on the line together at any point. I wonder if they'd be good.
Could be, you know.
Johnston can do some stuff too.
Yeah, because I'm sure that throughout their time, you know, up there in the Canadian Hockey League, that Wyatt and, you know, Stankoven played against each other.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm sure they crossed paths somewhere. So,
oh man,
with Stankoven being in Kamloops, and I don't remember who Wyatt played for. So
wasn't he on this? No, that may not have been. That was Delandria, Flint Firebirds. That was Ty. Spitfires.
Could be. Pulling that?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm not gonna lie, but I've heard about Wyatt Johnston, like I've said before, and you know, I didn't understand it till I saw the very first game on TV.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear a firsthand account of Stankoven and, you know, Bork.
Yeah. Yeah. Stankoven, I mean, he looked good. He was quick. He was hard on the puck. He took a couple of, you know, good shots from much bigger guys, and he bounced right back up. You know, right back on the play again. So the kid's tough.
Okay, so he might be big league ready.
Yeah.
Yikes, that's scary.
The only one that that kind of had a hard time last night was Wheatcroft.
He got hurt.
Yeah, he blocked a shot, and he blocked it with his ankles. Yeah, he went off the ice, and he was hurting. So
do you know if he ever came back? Because it sounded like
he didn't. He didn't come back.
Oh geez, I hope he's all right.
Yeah, I'm sure that I haven't watched any of the post game stuff, but Coach D might say something in there about it. And then when Maroon the Goon fell on Wedgwood, Coach D just about lost his ever loving mind.
Yeah, I was listening to the Minnesota announcers, and they were really thrilled about that. And I'm sitting there just laughing about it. Like, what did you think you were going to get out of DeBoer?
Yeah, there were a lot of F bombs. And that's why he, you know, we got the bench minor and everything, but but yeah, it was a very interesting game. It was very entertaining. Like I said, once they got their legs going, you know, they looked like the old Dallas from the tail end of last year.
And oh my,
Jamie had a little nastiness to him. He was, you know, going and hacking and whacking on a few guys, and so.
Good. That's what you want. You want to see them come out like they haven't missed a beat.
Mm-hmm. And he was trying to get Maroon to go, and Maroon wouldn't have it. You know.
Jamie will get him eventually.
Oh, yeah. Jamie will get him. You
know. I bet you he probably won't forget about last night.
Yeah.
So, anybody off the wall kind of stand out to you?
McDonald, but he skated good. He's got a good shot. And he wasn't afraid to go to the front of the net. He went to the front of the net several times last night. And, he looked good, you know. I think if he makes the team, I think he would make it and spend a lot of time down in the AHL, you know, just because we're so crowded right now.
Yeah. I mull over the roster, and I get more and more confused every time I think about it.
Yeah.
Because you got Bork and Stankoven, and you got Who else? You got Steele. I believe Steele was mentioned a couple times.
Yeah. And yeah, Steele, he looked. Let's see. Did he play last night? I don't remember if he played. Maybe it was the game before. No, Steele didn't play last night.
They were talking him up because he was a former Wild player.
Well, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a former. I think he was a Wild draft pick, wasn't he?
Oh, I thought he was a Duck pick. Yeah, oh, I'm maybe, not gonna lie, maybe. I'm not sure.
I just know he was in Minnesota last year. So
Craig Smith, they were talking up too.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't hear his name called once, except for when they were talking about him.
Yeah, no, he didn't play last night either. This was last night was more the NHL guys, you know, the guys that are already here. Of course, Rope didn't play and Wyatt didn't play. So I'm sure that they'll probably look at them on the road trip.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I hope they look at them soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be looking at them. Because they play again Saturday, so they play at St. Louis. So
the Blues? Oh, my.
Yeah, we play them a lot. Well, that's our home opener, and we close the season with the Blues.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, that's too many Blues.
Yeah.
I'm going to tick off a whole lot of Blues fans if they hear it. That's too many. No thanks.
But yeah, it was fun last night. It was a good crowd. Most of the crowd's first look at the new video board, which is very impressive. I did see a couple of things wrong with it, and I actually wrote the Mavs about it. And so we'll see if they get it corrected. I'm sure they probably had representatives there last night looking at everything, making sure everything's working properly and everything.
Oh, shoot.
sound system sounded amazing last night. I mean, I don't know if they re-EQ'd the building or what, but it was thumping last night when they were playing the music.
Nice.
So
I know I'd be watching the games from at home, you know, and I'd be telling myself, I really wish these people would shut up so I could hear the music. So.
Yeah.
I'm not an announcing fan, even though that's what I really want to be. That's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad they're... hold up. I just jumbled up a thought in my head because I have a lot going on in my head. They outscored the opponent so far. What is it?
13-1.
Yeah. Wow. It is 13-1.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep. They had a shutout the first game, and then last night, 6 goals. And this has been something that's been a problem for the Stars. They get a lead. They set back. They did not set back last night. They kept attacking.
Watch my mouth. About time.
It's about time. So if they can carry that into the season and play like that all the time, it's going to be a good year. So
I hope so, man. I really do. I mean, and I was catching a little flack on social media for being excited about it, but like when you have the starters mixing in with the young kids like that and mm-hmm. they fire off 6 goals. Like, there's no reason not to be excited.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who's on the ice on the other end. You're, wow.
Well, and even with, I mean, and they weren't doing this against a backup goaltender. They were doing this against Marc-Andre Fleury. You know, this guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. You know, I know he's not the same Marc-Andre from 4 years ago, 5 years ago, but still, he's a world-class goaltender. So
I mean, when you say it like that, do they even really need to kind of throw that in there, like, he's not the same as blah, blah, blah. Like, who cares? His legacy is being a very dominant goaltender.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if he loses a game here and there or not. He's still got all that behind him.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, just like, you know, Vasilevskiy. He is by far still one of the top three goaltenders in the NHL. Is he what he was 2 years ago? Because last year he didn't have his best season.
Right.
You know, that's where Dallas has got to get a good solid backup for Jake so they don't have to play him 60 to 65 games a year and wear him out.
Right.
Because Tampa did that to Bishop. They're now doing it to Vasilevskiy.
That's going to kill his career right there.
Yeah. When, like right. I said, I would be willing to bet within the next 2 years, he has a major injury.
I'm not going to take that bet. Nope.
It sucks because I really liked Vasilevskiy. I liked him when he first started. You know, when he was Bishop's backup, and he was always very high on my fantasy teams. So,
the guy's crazy good, and he doesn't seem like he slows down to me either.
Yeah,
not much anyway.
Well, I mean, Bones compared him to, or compared Jake to Vasilevskiy. You know.
Oh my.
That's saying he's got that same drive, that Jake has that same drive, you know, at, you know, being a perfectionist. So, you know.
Well, as we talk about Jake, who do you see backing him up? Because you got Wedgwood, you got the guy that's on the PTO, Murray.
I think Wedge will be his main backup unless he gets hurt. And then I think you'll see probably Murray. Because
I wouldn't mind keeping the other guy around.
Oh, those guys will still be in the system. You know, Thompson will still be in the system. I think when I saw Gibson backing up Wedgwood last night, I'm like, who in the hell is Gibson? You know, where did this guy come from? Because I didn't remember him on the training camp roster.
So, I think he was the guy that backstopped the Stars to a 7-0 win.
Yeah.
So that's what got me excited. Like, you're on there, you're playing for a job, and you're shutting somebody out. Doesn't matter who it is. 7-0?
Yeah, that's good.
Like, that puts me in the mindset of, oh, great. Now you put him in the AHL, possibly, maybe, right? And then Poirier and somebody else have to go to the ECHL.
Well, I mean, you know, remember Poirier bounced around last year. He bounced back and forth between Idaho and Cedar Park.
Yeah, he did.
So,
how many more bounces does he have left before he's bounced out of here, though?
I don't think he's going to bounce out. I mean, he might be a guy that remains a lot in the AHL, but I think him and Murray are going to have a pretty good battle to see who stays number one down there.
Really?
Yeah. Because Thompson is still really young, you know, so you could throw him to, you know, ECHL, or, you know, you could send him back to minors. You know, wherever he was playing at, I think. I don't remember where he was playing before.
Oh, I see. He got called up from wherever he was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't think he was a call up. He would be. He's just one of our draft picks.
Or yeah.
Be you know, a guy that went undrafted.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I just know that goalie has always been one of the strong suits of the Stars, and to have that many names, especially Gibson on a tryout.
Yeah.
Whoa. We were talking K-Fitz and I on the last show, and like I would not want to be Jim Neal. Not at all. Because if a guy like Stankoven or Bork come in, do their thing, somebody else is going to have to sit somewhere else. You know? And it's just like that balance of that roster. It feels like it's more loaded now than it has been in a long time.
Yeah, it's very well. It's got a lot of balance to it so far. So
that's crazy.
Let's see. I'm just looking up because they did do a roster cut today.
Yeah, can you throw me some of those names who are
cutting? So Tristan Bertucci went back to Flint Firebirds. Justin Ertl went back to North Bay Battalion. Brad Gardner went back to Ottawa 67. And Agnes McDowell went back to Mississauga Steelheads. And then released from PTO tryouts. It was that one goaltender that Halliferson.
Yeah.
He was released. And some other guy that I can't even come close to pronouncing his name. Backich, maybe.
So, that guy. Yeah. I love having you on this show, man. You're like, who's this?
Names of foreign players are not my strong suit. So
that's the beauty of having a co-host, though. You ask them to do it so you don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Well, you know, one good thing about the roster cut, Jordy made it through the first round.
Yes. I'm really hoping he has a bounce back.
You know. And speaking of defensemen, watching Hanley play last night, he was getting chippy out there. He was getting a little mean to some of the guys that, you know, throwing some sneaky little cross checks in the back and
everything. Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember him being like that. Wow.
I'm going to have to message him and see if he answers and go, wow, what got into you last night? Almost getting into a fight.
Yeah, you'll have to keep me updated on that one.
He's one of the few guys on Instagram that that I've kind of made friends with because we bought one of his jerseys. And so ever since then, he'll comment back to me, you know, just a little short one line, you know, one sentence, you know, answers and stuff like that, and won't carry on a conversation with me. But so, yeah, I'll have to message him and go, wow, you were feisty last night. See what he says. So
I love that. I feel like that's what the Stars might be missing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that had to be one of the things they were missing to get outworked. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They couldn't have just ran out of steam. I mean, yeah, they could have, but there's something more to it. That was not characteristic the way they went out last year.
Okay. So that Christopher Gibson, he's 6'2", 217, and he's a Finnish goalie. So
a name like Gibson and he's Finnish? I'm so confused.
Karkkila, Finland.
Wow. Okay, that takes everything I thought I knew and throws it out the window.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome, though.
Oh, because, I mean, you know, the Brian Thompson, the other 6'5 guy, he's from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Wow.
I always love to tease my wife about the names of their, you know, cities in Canada.
Like Moose Jaw.
It's like Moose Jaw. How do you come up with Moose Jaw?
Somebody bored back in the day?
I guess.
So don't tell her I made fun of it. I don't want to get my butt kicked.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see who they bring up against, you know, St. Louis, and then who we see against Colorado next Tuesday.
Oh, Colorado's Tuesday. Oh, no. They're getting right into the nitty-gritty, man. It's only preseason.
Yeah. And then, then we're only, we're less, what, we're 2 weeks out now.
Are
So,
we?
well, we start, well, we're about 2.5 weeks. We start playing on the 12th. So,
Dude, it feels like forever. I know you see me on social media going, is it October yet? It's driving me crazy.
oh, very quickly.
Not quick enough, man. Like, it's the only sport that keeps me sane. Otherwise, the big blue star, no. Big green star, yes. I like rooting for the people that most people can't identify, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I like the preseason, because I want to see somebody show up and show out. And then it gets my brain going, well, what do they do if that person does show up and show out?
Yeah.
So, like, go ahead.
Well, I think, guys like Bork and Stankoven and Strange and stuff like that, they're definite for AHL. They ain't going anywhere lower.
Oh, nice.
So, because Bork had a, he had a career year last year. And Strange, he kind of bounced back and forth between Idaho and Texas. So, but
I was wondering why I hadn't heard much of his name.
yeah, I think he, he's probably a year or two away from being a full-time guy. I think, we're gonna have to get some of these other big contracts out of the way and, see who steps up and everything.
Yeah. So it is kind of a good time to be a fan of the non-household names then.
Oh yeah, yep.
Interesting. Well, did you see? No, Dellandrea didn't play, did
No.
he? Do you see anybody that just stands out to you as ready for the opening night roster?
I think you could take either Stankoven or Borg. The hype with them two guys is real.
I've kind of.
Stankoven, he seemed to fit right in with Duchesne.
That's wild.
So that could be a very nice little combination. Do you leave Marchment with Duchesne? And slot in, if it's not Stankoven or Bork, do you slot in Steele or, somebody like that, see what it does.
Ooh. Steel, Stankoven, and Bork. Is that possible?
Could be.
That would be wild. That's a lot of youth on that line.
Yeah.
See,
So,
the thing that I worry about those is rookie mistakes, though. But you said, who was it? Stankoven doesn't have that issue.
I don't see him having that. I mean, one, he's played too long, and he's played against world class athletes, up in, the what is it, WHL, I think
Yeah.
it is, Western Hockey League, and I mean you're playing with the elite guys up there. I mean, he played against Connor Bedard, so he played against, I'm sure all three guys that went, top three in the draft this year. So, but I think he's ready. I mean, now could he still make rookie mistakes? Oh yeah. I mean, they all still make mistakes at times.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
So, there was, I mean, there was some blatant, bad passes last night, and Hakanpää had a few, Miro had a couple that, he'd be trying to hit somebody, and it would, the pass would be off, you know, just that little bit, and, you know, and that's all going to be timing and, you know, getting back into the feel of it and everything. Yeah. So, but one thing I did notice about Miro last night is he was skating into the zone more than what he did last year. Most of the time he would try to pass it off and then go get set up for a shot. Now he's taking it into the zone. And if the shot is there, he's taking it.
Oh, so, that's a switch.
So that, you know, maybe he's going to make a drive for that, you know, that Norris this year and, you know, get some people to notice him a little more.
So, well, that's good. That's bad because, you know, if he's under the radar.
Yeah.
That means people are sleeping on him and they don't expect it.
I think people know about him. It's just, you know, whether it's the media that's going to give him the love that he needs to get. So.
Oh, shoot. You know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. He needs to get out to a hot start. I mean, he needs to make himself noticeable. So, you know. The media can't go, oh, we don't know who, you know, we don't know much about this guy. So.
Yeah, true. Well, is there anybody that you saw that made big strides from last season, like starter wise?
Marchment looked a lot better last night. You know, really? I was kind of down on him, you know, cause he had that huge slump. And, you know, just wasn't scoring anything. He was, you know, missing the net or he was hitting the post or, you know, just wasn't playing good. And, you know, then he got past that little funk and, you know, started scoring a few goals. But he looked really confident last night. I mean, he was skating. He was driving to the net. He was knocking the crap out of people. So he just... He looked like a different skater. You know, he was skating way different. So,
well, that's good.
And then Duchesne looked really, really good. He had a lot of speed. There was a couple of guys that he actually outskated to, you know, to get to an icing puck. He's still got some juice in his leg, so.
I mean, that's good because, you know, that was one thing that I wondered. Why would they write him off? So, to have him here and making plays at least yesterday, it's a good sign. I hope they play him again.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably going to get a couple of, you know, at least a couple of games in, you know, to get his skating legs back and, you know, kind of learn Coach D's system and everything. So I think we'll see him in a few more games. So
how many do we have left? Do you know?
Let's see. Pull the app up again.
You
ask so many questions. You're so demanding, JJ. So we have Saturday at St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
We have a back to back. And Sunday in Colorado.
Saturday and Sunday. Whoa. Okay.
Yep. So no Cowboys for you on Sunday unless they play early.
I mean, it's going to have to be the Cowboys because they don't put any hockey on TV. I went on a
phone. Well, you know, you can just flip the channels and maybe get lucky, but.
Dude, I went off on a tangent the last show about how they don't have hockey on TV.
It's been you flipping channels is better than watching the Cowboys play.
Oh my.
Especially when they get beat by the Arizona Cardinals.
Hey, this is a hockey show, okay.
Hey, but did Kyler Murray play on that game?
No.
Okay.
He did not. He was hurt, I think.
Okay. Well, then, and I know our other hometown, or not hometown boy, but home state boy didn't play because Arizona released him. So, no McCoy. So. But, yeah, so we have a back-to-back with Colorado on with the day in between. So, Sunday in Colorado, and then back home in Colorado. And then, we play the Blues again.
I mean, okay. Prepare yourself for a beating, I guess.
Yeah. Play them on the 5th. And then we go to Minnesota. Play them on Saturday. Man, there's a lot going on Saturday.
Longhorns, too.
Yeah. I'm going to be up in Toronto for that. And I already told my buddy, I said, I'm going to be watching the game. He's like, keep me updated. It's his wedding until like 6 o'clock. I was like, better be glad it's an early game. So, be doing prenuptials, and I'm having an earbud in. So,
oh, wow.
Oh, I would. Texas OU wow. weekend? Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, solid point. You're right.
So, but and then we start the 12th, so we're not far away.
Well, how are you feeling about the preseason? This one question kind of bugs me because you got Colorado, Minnesota, St. Louis. Those are all division rivals. Like, is it meant to be that way? Did they just schedule it that way?
Yeah, that's just the way they schedule it. It's for short trips. I mean, really, other than Minnesota, you know, they're 12 hours away, you know.
Oh,
That's driving. So, you know, those are short hops. It's not like we're, you know, flying up and playing the Rangers or something, or, you know, going and flying and playing Seattle. So, you know, those are 3.5 hour, maybe 4 hour plane rides.
Okay, so I'm overthinking that part.
Yeah, so it's pretty quick, you know.
Yeah, but
I like the fact that they've taken and they've won both of their preseason games, and they've looked good in them.
Yeah, they really have. Just hope you can get a lot more starters over the next few games so that, you know, when somebody hits you with, well, who did they beat? You can say, well, they beat them.
Yeah. Well, I think the next one you'll probably see a few more of the AHL guys. You know, Ben, Jamie probably won't play this next one. You'll probably see Wyatt play. You'll probably see Rope play. You know, they might even throw, you know, the Avengers line out there together. And, you know, see how they look.
So, okay. So that'd be a fun game to watch.
Yeah. And then you'll probably, you know, Jordy will probably get another game in there. And, you know, some of the other young defensemen. Because it sounded like on Sunday when they played Arizona, that was more of the AHL team playing.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Because I didn't get to hear any of it. I never could find it. Every time we tried the radio app on the Stars website, it was taking me to football. So
mine was always on commercials.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I was getting highly annoyed. I was like, wait a minute! I just told everybody there's hockey.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but commercials. What the?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very odd. I mean, even like NHL radio, they had who was playing the Oilers and somebody else. I forgot who was playing, who played them. And so we listened to that for a little while. And then when I saw your post and I was like, oh, cool. And started, you know, switching through, and I never could find it. So,
yeah, you're going to get me if I ever see you face to face, aren't you?
No. I mean, I'm not worried about it. And then the bad thing, I kept, you know, going into the box score and all it was saying was scheduled. And I'm like, y'all aren't even updating the game, you know?
See, they need to change that. Like, okay. So I go on ESPN Plus and I see Minnesota versus whoever,
mm-hmm.
New York versus whoever, New Jersey versus whoever. Why do the Stars lack some sort of streaming. Like, they don't even put it on YouTube. And I swear to the good Lord above, I saw Detroit on YouTube the other day.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Like, what are we doing here?
Because, like, I was looking last night. Josh and Razor's area was not set up. The Bally Sports area was not set up. So, you know, I don't understand why they're not, you know, broadcasting it in some form. You know, even if the Cowboys are not playing, put it down on one of the local channels, you know, like they used to. I know they used to show some of the Stars games on local channels. I mean, that was long before I moved up here. But I've heard people say that, you know, that you could find it on, what was it, Channel 8, you know, or something like that. If, you know, if there's not a major sporting deal going on, you know, throw it out there, you know, that way other people can see it, you know.
And there's so many people clamoring for even preseason hockey mm-hmm. down here. And you have YouTube where you can get a crap ton of ad revenue if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
You know, there's local channels, like you said, back in the day. I don't remember if it was preseason or not. I don't think it was, to be honest with you. But you could see the Stars games on TXA21.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the channel it was.
There was my KDFI 27, whatever it is now. It's now part of Fox. But there was that too. Like, you know, why do the Allen Americans have a handful of games
mm-hmm.
on TV when you can't even get a preseason game?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? And for that matter, like I griped about the last show, what if that helps your arena get more filled up instead of having Detroit and Chicago fans?
Yeah.
You know? Like, you got to reach out to your people more than you do if you want them to come.
Yeah. Well, that's like even tonight, nightly news just before we got on here. Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
They start out with, of course, talking about the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Got Michael Parsons in there, you know, doing his little spiel. Then they talk about the Mavericks. They talk to Luka, talking about his building chemistry with, you know, Kyrie. Then they talk about the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they talk about FC Dallas, which is not even playing tonight. And we're going to break. Not a stinking mention about the Stars winning their last two games, outscoring 13-1. But all these reporters will be there in the playoffs giving full-time coverage to the Stars. You know, but we can't get a drop of, you know, talking about or anything, you know, because they just, you know, they played last night. Why would they not have talked about it? You know, talk about the new big scoreboard and everything in there, you know, so.
I don't get it. Like when they do preseason football and even the, what do you call it? Spring training. For mm-hmm. baseball, that's on TV. What are we missing?
So,
I feel another tangent coming on. I got to be careful. Like, dude, what? You can't sit there and say that we're not filling up the arenas when you're not giving us a reason to, you know?
Yeah. Actually, the crowd last night was pretty good. It by far was not full. But I would say 60% full. The lower bowl was pretty packed. So, you know.
Yeah. I wish I could go. I'd be there every game. No excuses. So. Hat, glove, and mittens and everything. I'd be there. I'm like, nope, no excuse.
Yep.
I'm so dedicated to hockey that when I was 12, I had an opportunity to drop a hockey puck in Oklahoma City where I lived.
Right? Oh, very cool.
And, yeah, I still have the puck, too, but I was sick.
Oh,
no. So I bold-faced lied to my parents so that I could go do this for the charity I was with. I was like, no, I'm okay, right? So I go to the game. I have the chills, the sweats, everything else. I'm okay. Let's go do this. We go to the game. I drop the puck. I go to my seat, and up comes everything I ate.
Well, at least you got everything dropped, you know. you got the puck dropped, so you're good.
Might as well drop everything else. Dude, like, come on. There are people out there that are that dedicated to the Stars, and we don't have enough. You know, like, it bugs me to no end. Why am I hearing about, why do I have to listen to Minnesota? No offense.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I having to listen to Minnesota to get my fix of hockey?
Yeah. I'm
thankful I had it, but come on. What do we got to do to drive the value of hockey up in DFW? My question to you.
Well, I mean, I think the popularity is there. I mean, considering that right now, to get a lower bowl ticket is almost impossible. The lower bowl is sold out almost all year.
I like that. That's good.
You know, I met, like last night, I met my new seatmates that are going to sit next to us. They're new season ticket holders. So, and then we've got two season ticket holders to our left. So, you know, there's six of us in a front row spot. So I think the popularity is there. At the beginning of the season, the biggest thing that the Stars are going to compete with, especially if they play on a Thursday or a Friday night, is high school football. They are going to compete with high school football because, you know, high school football is king, you know.
That's so bizarre.
Well, I mean, you've got all the parents that are, you know, going to watch their kids play. So.
Oh, yeah, true. Here I am with no kids going, give me hockey.
Yeah, exactly. I like high school football, but I like hockey better.
Dude, I used to love high school football when I was in high school, but then I moved back home here to Texas and figured out that my school was only good at baseball.
Yeah.
State champs in baseball, 2 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Once when I was there and once last year, and it was just, well, okay. They were runner-up when I was there, but then they eventually got to state champs, and then, yeah. So, but, you know, football and my school, no, they don't play. They do hockey too.
Oh, okay.
It's wild. I don't know, man.
But yeah, as far as the popularity, I mean, it's getting better because now you can go into Walmart, you can go into Academy, you can go into Dick's. They've all got Stars merch. You know,
about time.
So,
you used to have to go to, like, what is it, Rally House or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you used to have to go to, you know, Rally House or, you know, or the Hangar, you know, or something like that to find Stars merch. But I mean, I can go into my local Academy. Now, granted, it's they're not the highest of quality jerseys, but, you know, for the new fan, you know, to have a Jamie Benn jersey, you can get one for about $130.
Oh, shoot. See, I'm the kind of guy that's just happy to have a jersey.
Yeah.
If it looks like the one they wear, I'm on cloud nine. So, yeah, that's cool. I had my friend on here the other day. He was griping about it a long time ago, all the way down in Central Texas, where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he couldn't find anything. He still can't find anything down there.
Yeah, it's unless you're in the Metroplex, you're not going to find a whole lot. You're not going to find a whole lot down in Corpus or San Antone or Austin. Now, you might find more in Austin just because you've got the Texas Stars there.
Oh, yeah, true. So. Whoa. Okay, so back when I was a kid, early 90s, we lived on base at Fort Hood. My dad found a Sharks jersey down in Fort Hood. And we couldn't find any Star stuff then, too. And that was right as they were coming here.
Oh, cool.
Right after they were coming here. So, I mean, like, you do have hockey exposure here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even like when I used to go to the Corpus Christi Ice Rays, you would see a lot of Dallas Stars jerseys. You know? So, there's people that, you know, there's people that travel, you know, that come up to the games and everything. So, you know.
Well, I wonder what cage we got to rattle to get hockey on TV that's not October. I wonder if I can rattle any.
It'll be here quick enough.
It's killing me, dude. So, I want to see who they put on the ice. I want to see if Jordy Benn makes it. I want to see if Wedgwood gets bumped off the team. Like,
nah, Wedge ain't going nowhere. So,
but then what do you do with the guy on the PTO and all them, Murray?
Well, I mean, like, you've still, well, Murray will probably, like I said, he'll probably go back to Cedar Park.
Yeah.
Poirier will probably go back to Cedar Park if they think, you know, Gibson looks like a good, you know, pickup. You could send him to Idaho. You could send Thompson to Idaho. There could be your two goalies, you know, getting experience, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, because you want them to have as much play time as they can. So, you know, why not send them down and, you know, give them some, you know, some play time. I mean, Idaho was in the running for the title last year, I think. So,
oh, they were. Would they get eliminated like right at the end or something like that?
I think so. I don't think they ended up winning it. I don't think. I didn't follow them that closely, so.
I kind of did. Not as much as I should have, probably, because it would help the podcast as well. Give you more to talk about and all that, but dang, that sucks.
So right now they've got six goalies.
Wow.
So you've got Otter and Wedgwood here.
Yep.
Murray and Poirier in Round Rock. You could throw Gibson and Thompson, you know, the Sun brothers.
The Sun brothers.
You got Gibson, Thompson. So you got one that's 6'5" and the other one's 6'2". So, you know, they're both pretty good sized boys.
Woof. Almost a building each.
So Thompson's quite a bit older because Thompson's a 92 kid, where Brian Thompson, or Gibson, I'm sorry, is a 92 kid. And Brian Thompson is a 2002 kid.
Jeez. Making me feel old just hearing that. Golly.
So.
Making me feel like I got to go apply for AARP.
Ugh. I'm already there.
Is that my cue to shut the heck up?
Could be.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm glad you saved me from going on a tangent, though, because I could have rambled on and on. And it would have been the same thing about five or six different ways. They are loaded at goalie, though, so that's good.
Yeah.
But what about defense? What do we do there?
I think there'll be a lot of moves back and forth. So
please keep Jordy. Please, 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 hockey gods, let them keep Jordy.
I hope, I really hope they do, you know. So
is there a redemption story on the Stars roster right now that you really want to see?
I mean, I would love to see Jamie and Jordy out there on opening night.
That would be amazing. It'd be like a little throwback.
Yeah.
Especially if they can get off to how they were way back then. I mean, it won't be the same, but you know. Yeah. That would be amazing. Like, they could reinvigorate each other.
Yeah.
You got Duchesne ready to do something. Plenty of redemption stuff. That's wild, man.
Wow. So the, I'm just playing with the ages of the goalies. So the older one, he's 31. So the Gibson, Christopher Gibson.
The Gibson.
So, and then the other guy is, you know, 2002. So, you know, he ain't very old.
What is he, 21? 20? Yeah.
21. Hey, he's legal to drink. He's better than Miro when he came here. Because remember, Miro couldn't drink for the first couple of years.
Oh, man. I hope he stays away from that, because that's not a good way to go. You'll be in the news like Eddie Belfour was.
I don't think anybody will be in the news like Eddie is. Every time I see Eddie, it's like, oh, my God, is he sober? You know?
Yeah, and you heard crazy stories about him, and, you know, even, who was it, Ralph and Sergei Zubov smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow, that was a team back then.
Well, they said that, you know, that Zuby used to be smoking in the locker room in between periods, you know.
How did he do that and play hockey?
Yeah, and that guy could skate 30 minutes a night just like Miro, you know, and make it look effortless.
How?
That's just those Russians.
And the evolution of the game, I guess. Oh, yeah. Holy cow. Like, you don't hear about them doing anything. Well, not like that caliber. Or maybe it just doesn't get out in the news anymore. That's nuts, man. Yeah. Well, okay. So, big season ahead of us, man. Feeling like a redemption thing against Vegas, or
I think that Vegas game is, I think it's going to be nasty.
I kind of feel that way too.
I honestly think there's going to be some crap go on in that game. Not that saying that I don't think Mark Stone would go after Jamie. I don't think he's that stupid. Because Stone is not a fighter. There might be somebody else that might take a run at Jamie just as a payback.
Mm.
So.
Well, that's one I can look forward to then, at least.
Yeah, and that one will be on TV.
Hey! Oh, don't do that again. No, not going to do that. Just going to back away. Back away from the tangent.
That'll be back on the wonderful Bally Sports.
Oh my. Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that either, because aren't they supposed to be losing a bunch of stuff?
Well, last night they flashed it up on the video board that and I forgot to get I was trying to get a picture of it and I couldn't get a picture. They're saying free Bally Sports for the season ticket holders. On their mobile app.
Dang it.
So if I can get a picture of it, I'll send it to you.
Oh, yes.
But you shouldn't be able to watch most of the games.
Nope. I've already looked.
Oh, that's right. You're in the dinosaur age where you don't have cable.
Right.
You need to get cable, my friend.
No, we're cord cutting because, yeah, it sucks. Let's just say I need to push a little harder for things that I want to get done. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because that, yeah, no cord cutting. I miss my hockey already. I'm fiending for it already, and I got to wait till October to get an app. Not a nap, an app.
Yeah. Well, you should be able to get the Bally Sports app.
Yeah, I did. And I think it's on my TV as well, but the whole whatever per month is just like, okay.
No, but so. if they're using the code in the arena for free app, I will send it to you.
Oh, I freaking love you. You know that, right?
Yep. then maybe you can watch it and not have to worry about paying for it.
Oh, maybe.
You know. We're not talking about. It's kind of like using my password to Netflix, you know. So.
Oh, no. We're not going to get into that because that's a little sketchy stuff, you know.
Oh, I don't have Netflix, so.
I don't either. Oh, I might. I don't use it, though.
Best I have is Peacock, so.
I've been there, done that. There's even hockey on there from what I remember.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think.
Never looked for it. The only thing I watch on there is the WWE pay-per-views. So.
Let's just drop that since we're out of hockey stuff to talk about. Let's drop that right here in this podcast. If you guys want some WWE stuff and, you know, you need a guy to talk about it, I have one right here, and I am one right here. Would you be game for that, Weldon?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go, guys. Hopefully we can.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yep, somebody called me. All right. Well, I mean, you got anything else? Stars really?
No, I think that's it for now, so. We'll see. I'll probably go to the game Tuesday, and then I'll be out of town the following, you know, next weekend. So
may have to yap at you for another show so we can get some scoop.
Well, I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I leave Thursday, come back Sunday. So it'd have to be like maybe Monday.
I'm game.
So. We won't have a game then, but we'll have the game on Tuesday. So,
Hey, I'm game. I can get a round table. Get my other buddy on the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Get all three of us on here.
Heck yeah, just no arguing.
Well, unless we're talking about the apology.
no, we're not gonna do that.
No. I've listened to y'all show on the other one, and he makes a lot of good valid points too. So,
crazy, right?
I think we could have a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. I think so too. But today was fun. Thank you for giving me a little bit of your time, man.
Not a problem.
Hopefully, we can do it again Monday.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I should be able to do it on Monday because, like I said, I got 3 days of work, and then. Then I fly off to Toronto on Thursday morning. So,
right on. Well, I hope you have a safe flight then.
Oh, yeah. And I'll send you some pictures from the Hockey Hall of Fame. So,
yes, please.
We're actually going to go there. So,
oh, I'm jealous.
So,
that's not very wheelchair friendly, I've seen.
I have no idea. I've never been to Toronto. So,
well, that's about to change.
Yeah. So hopefully they don't speak too much French, because if not, I'll be just very quiet and let my wife do all the talking. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, man.
It's nice being married to someone that's bilingual, and because I'd love to go to Ontario and everything, and I hear very sarcastic if you don't speak French.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so.
Well, all right.
But, yeah, like I said, we'll have to get together. You know, we'll figure it out for probably Monday. And so.
All right. Well, I guess we'll talk then. And BS3 Network, thank you guys for your time. And Weldon, again, thank you for your time. And that's going to be it.
All right. All right. Well, we will talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming again. And I'll see you Monday. Or talk to you Monday.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.